foundation, you know, for how we're going to play, how hard we need to play, and some of the things we're trying to do, both offensively and defensively. So that being said, we're still a work in progress, and I'm still learning about the guys. You know, it's I'm learning kind of who plays well together, what lineups fit, you know, how to mix and match what we're doing. So I'm sure that'll still be a work in progress as we head into the early part of the season. But excited to get going. It'll be here before we know it, and looking forward to seeing what we can become as a team. So I'd open up for any questions. Yes? Okay.
I know you can't speak specifically, but just in general, can you kind of speak to really the unprecedented momentum you've been able to kind of gain this offseason coming out and coach the game?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that was a goal of mine, you know, for everyone, not just players, but, you know, we have a whole new staff. It's all, is just to have a fresh start, you know, and that's not a positive or negative to what's happened in the tradition of this program. I mean, I respect the history of this program and the coaches that have been here before and the players and, you know, just with all the injuries and everything that had gone on last year. My goal was kind of, hey, let's just start fresh. New attitude, new energy. I'm coming in with a fresh set of eyes. I'm giving everybody a clean slate. And, you know, and I think the guys have been energized by that. And, you know, they've kind of taken that to heart. And, you know, obviously I think it helps me being from Chicago. You know, kind of people are familiar with me being having a high school career here at Glenbrook North. And my dad being a local Chicago guy with the Bulls and everything. So, you know, I think that there's been some added excitement because of that. And, you know, we've just tried to parlay that. I mean, I think it's good. It's good for the program, for everybody to kind of start fresh. And you know, hopefully we can continue to build. I mean, I know you got to have the results, too. I mean, it's nice to have the buzz and the excitement and all that, but at some point in time you got to get on the floor and you got to play, and you know I understand that, and I'm looking forward to that.
How different has it been for you, you know, moving into that head coaching position after being an assistant for so long?
It's been different. It's been fun. You know, it's obviously for 13 years going to the staff meetings and kind of taking direction from the head coach and following leads and following what he wanted done out there. It was something I was used to. So, you know, now being the guy to plan the practices, to set everything up and kind of be the one in charge has been a new role. And it's been fun, though. You know, it's something I've been anxious and excited about having that challenge. And, you know, I'm just very fortunate. I have a great staff and guys I can really lean on. So, you know, things that are new to me, I lean on those guys, and, you know, I involve them in everything we do. And it's very much a team effort in how we set up our practices, how we, the organization of everything that's done. I just, you know, I'm the one that has the ultimate say at the end.
Chris, you touched on the injuries, which is probably giving you one of the deepest teams they've had here now. How deep do you plan to go in the games, hopefully?
Well, you know, I want to have everyone be able to help us out on the court. You know, really, we have 10 scholarship players that are currently with us. And, you know, I feel like all 10 of them can help us. You know, it's my job as a coach now to figure out, you know, who's going to be the best group to start a game. You know, how do we want to put our rotations together? What are some situational things guys can do? And, you know, I told the guys from day one, you know, no one had anything set in stone, you know, in terms of starting, coming off the bench, or whatever role they were going to play. They would all earn their positions on this team. And I think they've taken it to heart. They've worked hard. And we're starting to kind of put the pieces together. And, you know, my goal is, I mean, you can't play everybody equal minutes. There's no question about that. And, you know, I'm of the mindset that, you know, your better guys, they should be in the condition where they can play, you know, 30-plus minutes in a game. You know, there's so many timeouts in a college game. There are long TV timeouts. There's plenty of opportunities for guys to get rest around those timeouts. And, you know, I think, you know, we want to be in the kind of condition where guys can play heavy minutes, but then also have 10 guys that are ready to help at any time.
Coach, you guys haven't played a game yet, but there's a lot of high hopes for your team this year. Is there any pressure from that?
No, I mean, you know, no one's going to put more pressure on ourselves than we, you know, than on us than we are of ourselves, and certainly of myself. I mean, I'm a competitive person. You know, we want to have high standards, but I think for us, you know, we want to just go out and play and compete. You know, I think that's what we're trying to build is, you know, the kind of camaraderie and chemistry amongst our group where, you know, when we go out there, you know, we want the teams that are playing against us to know that they're going to be in for a dogfight. And I just feel like if you play, you know, if you play hard every night and you show up every night and you play hard and you play smart and you play together, that you'll give yourself an opportunity to win some games. And then you got to execute down the stretch, and you got to have some things go your way. And certainly in this conference, there's no easy nights. It doesn't matter who you're playing or where you're playing them. You're going to have your hands full. So, you know, I'm not putting any numerical number, you know, goals out there. You know, right now in this early stage of practice, it's really about getting better every day. And I'm the last one to talk about cliches because I don't like using them. But really, that's been our motto is let's try to improve every day. And we get our guys together at the end of every practice and we say, if we had a game today, would we have had a chance to win? And that's just kind of the standard for how hard we want to play each day, and that's what we're trying to build here.
Coach, you've got some guys coming back after being out all last year, Josh Allen and Alexander. What have they done specifically this offseason to get ready for competitive?
Well, we've really tried to embrace our strength and conditioning, our sports performance program, and they've done a great job with our guys. I think the first thing you'll notice is physically, a lot of our guys have changed their body types. You know, Sobo is much leaner. I think he's 12 to 14 pounds lighter. Jershon Cobb's lost almost 20 pounds since last year. Alex Ola, you know, is starting to change his body. He's down about 10 pounds and just starting to trim up and get more physical and stronger. And, you know, it's something that we embrace is being in really good shape and trying to be physically ready to play on every night. And I think the thing you find with having those guys that missed the whole season is they're incredibly hungry and they're excited to play because they haven't played, but they're still working off some rust. You know, when you don't play competitive basketball for a year, you know, you have to get your what I call your game legs back. You know, you have to get out there, you have to get your timing and be able to play with referees, with, and that's why I was, you know, in both Sanjay and Jershon's case, they were able to go on a foreign tour this summer with a college all-star team and get about six or seven games against competition, which I think really helped those guys because we're going to need both of them. They're both going to be key guys for us this year.
Chris, I'm sure you and your dad talked about the job or your first coaching job. Is there any
bit there about your decision why you decided to stay? First and foremost, you loved doing Western, but how has this transition for a new coach been for you so far?
It's been great. You know, it's a greater energy around the program. It's great to be back playing with my teammates again for one more year. And great to play under a new coaching staff. We're really excited about this this new era we have going, and there's a great energy around the program. And we're working hard in practice every day. It's enjoyable.
How would you describe Coach Collins so far? You know, his demeanor, everything is.
Yeah, I would say the best word to describe him would be hungry. He's super... he's super energized every day of practice, just ready to go, pumping us up, motivating us. And it's easy to work hard for a coach who we know is working hard, just as hard to get us better. So it's been great playing for Coach Collins.
Are you feeling the buzz a little bit on campus and everything, Drew, kind of a new beginning and everything here?
Yeah, definitely. People are definitely excited all around campus, I think around the city of Chicago. And it's an exciting time for the program. Moving forward, got a few changes in the way we do things, and it's really exciting going forward.
What kind of changes and adjustments have you had to make?
I think it's just practices have been really upbeat and exciting. Coach Collins is a very fiery guy. He gets us going. If we're not playing hard, he'll let us know. And if we are playing really hard, he'll let us know that also. So. He's definitely done a great job of motivating us, keeping us strong as a team, and we're trying to work hard for him.
Did he have to do anything to earn your guys? I mean, the new coach has to earn the players' trust, doesn't he? Anything? I mean, is he be going out of the way to do that, or is it just on a daily basis that happens?
Yeah, well, I think he has the credentials. Like, you look back, and he's been around basketball his whole life, playing at the highest level, coaching at the highest level. So he definitely has the experience. And then getting to know him personally, that's when we develop the trust with him and really become comfortable playing for him.
What sort of difficulties, have there been any difficulties moving from one staff to the other, and have you heard anything from the old staff as you guys have been kind of moving forward?
No, I wouldn't say it's not too many difficulties. There are some changes, things you have to get used to, just different ways of doing things. But I don't think anything has been too difficult because we stay together and we do everything that we are as a team, and that's the most important thing for us.
How excited are you just to be back on the court again? I mean, well, looking forward to the season, just only played, 10 games until last year? And Trishon as well, so you two guys back that weren't around last year, really.
Yeah, both Trishon and I are really excited to be back on the court. I took 5 months off where I couldn't play, run up and down and play the game of basketball, something I've been doing my whole life, so that's extremely tough to do, and so I'm so happy to be back on the court, and I know the same goes for Trishon, and it's good to be back on the court, especially playing with my teammates again.
I know when you came here, Drew, I'm sure you wanted to be the first guy to have play on a team that goes to the NCAA from Northwestern. That dream still alive as you look at it this year?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we have a lot of goals this year, and I think the main thing we're doing is taking each day one day at a time, continuing to improve every day. And hopefully with those improvements that we're making every day, that we'll be able to achieve our goals.
And certainly Chris has been there before with Duke many times, so he knows how to get there, right?
Definitely, yeah. Coach Collins has a lot of basketball experience, you know, coaching with Duke, one of the best programs in the nation. So he definitely knows what it takes to get there, and he's showing us the way.
Talk a little bit about how you're changing from the Princeton offense to a more free-flowing offense, and with the press versus the 1-3-1. Can you talk about what that means for you as a player?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of an adjustment just because you have to learn a new system. There's always a little bit of a learning curve with that, but you know, you're able to see different opportunities you have. Sometimes. It takes a while to find where your scoring opportunities are, change defensive principles a little bit. So that's where practice comes in, just a lot of hard work and practice and making sure we're making the adjustments.
Should we look for you to drive to the basket more often this year, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take my scoring opportunities when I get them. I think, getting to the basket and getting to the free throw line is something I'm going to definitely try to do this year.